And this week it happened to be my turn to tell the children's story again. And when I was deciding, there was the one I was going to tell, I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't because it's going to be a continuing story. But then I remembered this lady over here, Margaret Green, she upkeeps our website. And if you go to the Lufkin Church's website, the address is in the bulletin, or if you just Google Lufkin Seventh-day Adventist Church, you can find it. And you, if you want to hear more of the story that's going to continue, you can go to our church website and you can listen, because Margaret separates it. And so there's a separate section for children's stories. Because a few months ago, we did a continuing story of one of my favorite missionary books when I was a little girl about Jungle Thorn. And then the kids that were here, you remember my son Benjamin came and he told a story of he went on a mission trip to the island of, it was called Borneo then, and he was in the place, he could see the mountain where Jungle Thorn lived, and he was on the river, and he mentioned this story, Nyla and the White Crocodile. And so this is another story from that same area, but Kondima lived up in the mountains, and Nyla lived down by the big Tatau River. And I could be wrong on this, but the story Benjamin told, I think the Tatau River was where the boy that drowned, but Jesus helped to not get hurt where they were at. So Nyla, the tribe she was a part of, Kiki, can you say Dayak? She was part of the Dayak people, and her name was Nyla. And they lived, their village, there was a little stream that came off of the great big Tatau River, and that's where their village was. And their houses, they built them up on stilts. Because have you ever lived close to a river? What can happen at rivers sometimes? Flood. They flood. And also, the Tatau River went into the ocean off of the island, and so with the tides coming in and out affected the water level. So they built their houses up on stilts. And so that's where Nyla lived. Well, one day somebody looked out on the little creek that ran by their house, and they saw something really unusual. They had seen lots and lots of crocodiles. But do you know what color are crocodiles usually? Greenish, brownish. They kind of blend in with the mud. That's how God made them, to be able to camouflage themselves along the riverbanks and things. But someone looked out, and there was a pale, light crocodile that almost looked white. But Nyla and her people, they didn't worship Jesus. They worshiped the spirits. And they thought anytime there was something unusual out in nature, that it had to be a sign from the spirits. And everybody wondered, what is going on? And the crocodile kept coming back day after day, and they were starting to get scared. Well, like I said, they didn't worship Jesus, so they had a witch doctor that lived with them, and his name was Malik, and get my stories mixed up. Nyla's father, who was Chief Lada, he called for a meeting, and Malik said, somebody bring me a chicken, somebody bring me that basket of bones and all of these things, because he was going to do all his little things and he was going to tell them what was up with that crocodile. So he did all of his little things. He cut the chicken's head off and did all the kinds of crazy things that witch doctors do. And then he said, oh, it's Chief Lada's family has done something. That's why we're being cursed with this white crocodile. And Chief Lada, he started to think, and I go, oh, he said, oh, I know probably what it was. My father, when we went out and we attacked another tribe one time, and he took this young girl and brought her back because she was so beautiful, and then he had this other guy marry her when she was old enough, and one day she died. And so that's what it is. That white crocodile is the spirit of that girl, and she's here to seek revenge. And then Malik said, oh, and I remember That happened on the day your father died, which was also the same day that Nyla was born. And so everybody thought that the curse was there, that Nyla was the one who was going to have to do something because the crocodile was... Now, is that really true? Are there spirits? No, the Bible tells us the living know that they will die, but the dead don't know anything. But these people didn't know that yet. And so there was quite the uproar in their little village. Well, the next day, someone was looking out, and they saw somebody they didn't know. He was coming in a canoe. He had the same color skin as them, but he was wearing clothes like the Europeans wore. He was wearing some khaki shorts and a shirt and a hat. And he came. Well, his name was Puji, and he was a missionary. And he came and he said, I've got some wonderful news I need to tell you about the Creator God who made everything. And they said, did he make the crocodiles? Oh, yes, he made the crocodiles. Well, and then some people told him about what was going on. And he said, there's no curse. There's nothing. And as he tried to talk, Malik, the witch doctor, he wasn't very happy with Puji being there. So he started to cause a big commotion. And before the missionary says, okay, I'll go. But before he left, he sang a little song that said, with the mighty love of God, I am safe, always safe. Nothing hurts or frightens me. I am safe, always safe. Winds and water roar and rage. I am safe, always safe. God is with me everywhere. I am safe, always safe. Well, that evening, the crocodile came back, and Malik said that Nyla is going to go need to make a rice cake, and she needs to go offer it to the crocodile. Do you think Nyla was scared? She was scared, but as she was walking down, something came to her mind. She started to hear the song that Puji had sang before he left. And she started to hear that with God, I am safe, always safe. As she walked toward that crocodile. And that's where I'm going to stop today. But like I said, you can go to my church's website and you can find out what happens next. All right, you go quietly back to your seats.